With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. As commodity prices have continued to drop, many producers may face economic losses with less balance sheet resiliency. The economists at Agricultural Economic Insights say recent loan data revealed the farmers utilized more non-real estate debt in early 2024. In the first quarter of this year, total non-real estate debt was 14% higher than in 2023. AEI says non-real estate loans increased at the fastest rate in over five decades. The last time non-farm real estate debt jumped so quickly was in the late 70s. However, while the 15% increase is rare, increases of 10%, which are also large, have occurred quite frequently. With margins squeezed, producers are utilizing more non-real estate debt, especially operating loans. AEI says while the upturn is noteworthy, the rise hasn't pushed overall debt to record levels. Non-real estate debt trended lower between 2019 and 2023. Higher debt levels will contribute to higher interest expenses. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack announced that the agency is partnering with farmers and businesses to expand access to clean energy and lower energy bills through the Rural Energy for America program and the Rural Energy for America Technical Assistance Grant Program. The USDA is investing $163 million in loans, grants, and technical assistance that will support 338 clean energy projects in 39 states and Guam. We're partnering with people in rural communities across our nation to expand access to clean energy and save rural Americans money, Vilsack says. We're hard at work supporting rural small businesses and farmers as they create jobs for their communities and drive economic prosperity. REAP enables agricultural producers and rural small business owners to expand their use of wind, solar, geothermal, and small hydropower energy to make energy efficiency improvements. Those innovations help them increase their income, grow their businesses, and lower energy costs for American families. The USDA estimates 2023 farm production expenditures in the U.S. close to $482 billion, up from $452 billion the previous year. The four largest expenditures totaled $239 billion and accounted for nearly 50% of total expenditures in 2023. These include feed at 16.6%, livestock, poultry, and related expenses, farm services, and labor. In 2023, the U.S. saw the total average farm expenditure reach over $250,000. That's up more than 12% from the previous year. On average, U.S. farm operations spent over $42,000 on feed, nearly $30,000 on livestock, poultry, and related expenses, over $28,000 on farm services, and more than $25,000 on labor. Total fuel expenses in 2023 was $16.5 billion. Gasoline expenditures reached $2.8 billion. That's down nearly 6% from the previous year. The Biden administration should set fair and reasonable criteria around farming practices for farmers and refineries seeking tax credits for sustainable aviation fuels. Those are the comments from the National Corn Growers Association submitted to the USDA. After the comments were filed, NCGA President Harold Woolley said ethanol has played a critical role in reducing greenhouse gas emissions in cars and trucks and can do the same for the airline industry. But we need a level playing field that allows farmers to meet emissions requirements using environmentally smart practices that will work on their farms. The issue stems from tax credits allocated under the Inflation Reduction Act for sustainable aviation fuels that would allow farmers to participate in this emerging market. Imposing a one-size-fits-all standard for attaining the tax credit will make it hard for farmers to contribute to the president's grand challenge, he added. We can help meet those climate goals. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.